First, Season 2, Episode 7, Down to Earth.
Can't believe it. I'm finally going there. Earth. Gaia. The mother planet.
Home.
When was the last time you visited?
Years ago. Don't have family there anymore, so don't really have any reason.
There's not much going on down there. You're not missing out.
I do miss my old home sometimes, though. It was nice, and Beth was right opposite. That's how we met.
Gia's mum used to babysit me. She'd bring Gia with her and let us play together.
I loved it. You always had nicer toys than me.
Do you know, I've heard so much about this planet. If we weren't on a mission, I'd be desperate to try some of your famous Earth cuisine. What do you call them? Burgers?
Oh my god, burgers! I don't know why those didn't catch on other planets.
Shortage of cows in space? Wait, I'm not sure quite what percentage of burgers are actually cow.
My home planet has cows. The black and white things, right?
Yeah.
With the horns. And wings.
No, but those sound really cool.
Do you go home much?
Scarlett told me that if I wanted a successful career, I shouldn't take any time off.
Of course she did. Look where it got her, estranged from all her family.
I think I will go home for a bit after this. I really do miss my family.
Ugh, I wish I felt like that. I'm very grateful to my parents for a lot of things, but they're... Well, I guess you'll have to find out when you meet them.
They've always been good to me. They took me in after my mum died, treating me like a second daughter.
Yeah, they always preferred you to me.
That's not true. I think they just felt sorry for me.
Anyway, let's minimise the amount of time me and my parents are in the same room. Me and Gia should search the house. We know it best anyway. Then you three can distract them.
We shall ask them for stories from your childhood. I'm sure they'll have plenty of them to tell.
Oh my god, yes.
Mum!
Oh, Bethany! You've dyed your hair again.
Do you like it?
Yes, it's lovely.
Thanks.
I have missed you, darling. You should visit more often.
No, I shouldn't.
What was that?
Nothing.
I am proud you finally got your space yacht license, at least. That's a great achievement.
Thanks. Yeah, I love having a license. How's Dad?
Joyful as ever. He got that new contract with the planet in Orion, did we tell you?
Oh, cool.
He's living there now.
You didn't go with?
Not really my sort of galaxy, I'm afraid. They don't even have healthcare there, or champagne. Not for me.
Is anything for you?
What was that?
Nothing.
So, these are your friends?
Yeah. You know Gia, and then Ben, Zimri, and Adria.
Delighted to meet you all. Is that one your boyfriend?
What?
Ben. He's a handsome young man.
Mum, how many times do I have to tell you I'm a lesbian?
Still? I thought you might have grown out of it.
No, still very gay. And I'm actually seeing someone right now. A girl. Well, an alien, but a girl one.
Oh, excellent. Why don't you show your guests to their rooms? I had beds made up for everyone. I'm sure you're all tired after your journey.
Thanks. Follow me, guys.
Thanks, Christine.
Always a pleasure.
I've told the others to go down and distract Christine for at least an hour. Hopefully that gives us enough time.
Good, because I'm too pissed off to talk to her. You know, every time I see her, I'll hope she'll have come round to the whole gay thing. And every time I see her, she just disappoints me.
I know.
And then she acts like I'm the one who's to blame for being angry about it. It's just really shit.
It really is.
All I want is to know I could take a girlfriend home to Mum and she would be happy for me. Is that too much to ask?
No, not at all.
Come on, let's go check out her office.
Yeah, let's.
It was a little bit funny though. Imagine me and Ben dating. Oh, that would be so gross. No offense.
I'm not. Come on, we don't have any time to waste.
So, Mrs. Carter...
Oh, please, call me Christine.
Christine, please, regale us with tales from the girl's youth.
All the funny moments, please.
Oh, it all seems so long ago now. Beth was always a precocious child. She had an absolute talent for finding the messiest possible activities to do in her very expensive clothes. In fact, you could say she had mess down to a fine art. We bought her a set of paints one Christmas. Banksy, she was not, but produced quite a few paintings that holiday.
Oh, I know Banksy.
You what?
Anything more embarrassing?
Oh, yes. She saw this art competition being advertised. It was intended for adults, you know, lots of proper artists entered it. But Beth insisted her art was good enough. We humoured her, chose her best painting and sent it off.
And?
She did not win, unfortunately. Threw a bit of a tantrum. But to her credit, the very next day she was back at her painting. She told me she was practising for the next one.
An admirable display of character, don't you think?
Yes, she's always been headstrong.
What about Gia?
Gia was a much quieter child. Understandable, I think. She had such a tough time. Her mother first went into hospital when she was about 3 and passed a couple of years later. We felt we had to take her in. Beth was so happy to have her live with us, even if she didn't fully understand why. And Gia seemed happy too, though she never stopped missing her mother.
Is that a picture of them there?
Yes, we took them to the seaside for the day.
Seaside?
The land next to the sea.
The sea?
The water next to the land.
Ah, I see.
When they first went in the water, they didn't realise it would be salty. Their little faces, like they just sucked a lemon. And Beth walked out of the sea very indignantly and came up to me and said, "Mummy, this water is broken." Look, see how they're carrying buckets? Often there's sand at the seaside, but this was a pebbled beach, and they spent all day collecting the most colourful pebbles they could find. They had so many, they could barely lift their little buckets. We told them they couldn't take them all home, that they had to choose just one. Beth chose this huge garish purple one, had swirls in it, kind of like the Milky Way. But Gia chose the smallest one she had. Said it was too little to be left alone and she had to look after it. They were great kids, both of them. Anyway, where are those two? What are they up to?
God, who needs an office this fancy?
She has her own drinks machine.
Because it's so hard to walk downstairs.
Oh, come on, if I could afford it, I'd definitely have one in every room.
Please just let me bitch about her.
Sure. Any chance you could stomp a bit less? I know you're angry, but I don't want her to hear us.
Oh, I'll take my docks off.
Beth?
Sorry. Right. If you were my mum, where would you keep your shady correspondence?
In my diamond-encrusted diary?
Oh, for God's sake, that's so unnecessary. Think of how much better spent that money could have been.
All that money and still no lock on it.
I bet my mum's got a lot of juicy stuff in here. You know, I always thought she was having an affair with that... Actually, never mind. Not important right now.
Where do we even start?
Yesterday? Oh, she had lunch with the Madisons at the Ivy. That's cute.
Skip to, like, the day Scarlett disappeared.
Good shout. It's blank. And then the day after just says, "Call Beth." Which she did, because she was worried about me.
So, nothing we didn't already know?
Exactly.
Bethany? Gia?
Quick, hide. The cupboard, go.
I remember hiding here during hide and seek.
We were a lot smaller back then.
Shush!
Bethany? Oh, why are those hideous boots of hers in here? She knows they belong on the shoe rack.
Do you think it's safe to leave?
Sounds like she's gone.
That was way too close. Though I bet my mum would be glad to see me back in the closet.
Hey, Beth. Take a look at this.
What?
It was in the diary. It's our mother's.
And that's us as kids. Weird, I've never seen that photo before.
It's been torn, like something's been removed.
Or someone.
What's really weird is the page it was on. Your mum had a meeting with Spacebugs.
So she is involved, cheeky bitch. Wait, what's that got to do with your mum?
Well, it could be nothing, but... Well, it could be something. I think I need to go home.
This has been Burst, written and directed by Marina McCready. It was performed by Majola Akinyemi, Amy Meyer, Marina McCready, James Rogers, Katrina Rose, and Thomas Rosenberg. This episode was edited by Jesper Christie Hyde and Louise Dye. Want to go to a galaxy where they don't have healthcare or champagne? Like our page on Facebook or follow us on Instagram and Twitter for updates.
Man, I got cut out of the show. It's fair enough.